Is Data Blessing or Curse? Brought to you by Adastra, this is a must-listen podcast that inspires and advises people who are serious about digitalization. Her journey into data governance started with an Excel sheet. Today, she uses KPIs to track how well her team's introducing data products across Česká spořitelna, one of the largest banks in the Czech Republic. And this fall, she's organizing a conference called Dobrodata, with all proceeds going to support palliative care. Meet Pavlína Vajgarová, Data Intelligence Lead at Česká spořitelna. Pavlína, welcome to the show.
Thank you for the invitation.
You describe your role as implementing business data governance. What does that exactly mean, business data governance?
Yeah, but to be honest, I don't feel like I do data governance. I've got a friend, his name is Brandon, and he's from the US, and he said that no one woke up this morning and said, "Do you know what I need in my life? More governance." And me neither. But I've led many reporting teams, and we had the same problem all the time. Too many ad hoc data requests. We couldn't find the right data. When we finally found them, we didn't know what the data meant. So I think that was a time when I started studying data governance.
So if you say nobody needs governance, what do they really need?
They need to work with data without any like specific tech skills, specific knowledge, because business people need to work with data and not spend like 50% of your time with looking for some data. So this is what we need.
But the solution is called data governance for that.
Yes.
Okay, so how did you start with data governance? What was the aha moment for you when you realized that you are doing data governance actually?
It was like 3 years ago during strategic planning. My boss told me, Pavlína, you will democratize data. You will bring them closer to our internal customers. And Iveta, our area lead, added, "I've got cool name for this activity. It will be Data Boutique." And I didn't know what to do. I took some time, but I've accepted this challenge. I created a little virtual team. We chose one business unit called Financial Health. And we went through many in-depth interviews. I sent like hundreds questionnaires, and we prepared prototype. It was like data catalog, business terms linked to data locations. This all linked to like L2 semantic layers, where each attribute was user-friendly described in a human language. And this all linked to templates in Tableau, so users can take it and start using it. And yeah, we made this. So with Data Boutique, the impact was significant because in this particular area, we saved like 50% time of data analysis spent by data analysis. So, and management realized that we need some more mature, scalable solution and framework. So they gave me an opportunity to create my last team, data intelligence team, and our mission now is to have data shareable and findable for everyone.
Across the whole Česká spořitelna, it's like 10,000 employees, right?
Yes. Yes, we started with a retail part, but it will be for the whole Česká spořitelna.
If you are saying my goal was to democratize data, what was the original reason? What was the original issue and why they thought that the democratizing the data helped them?
The original issue was really that we had too many ad hoc data requests. And
what means too many? Like dozens a day or dozens a month?
Yeah, dozens a month, I would say. And you know, the capacity of data team is limited. So, and business users, business needs data quickly, and they don't have time to wait. And they wanted some kind of self-service solution, you know, so I think this was original reason.
And if you are talking about internal customer, who is internal customer in Česká spořitelna for the data team? Like the marketing people, the finance people, or?
Yeah, it could be marketing, could be finance, could be some people from some business types, like personalization or customer solutions. So when we go through roles, it could be product owner, it could be business analyst, customer journey expert.
Okay, so you started to build a data catalog. You started to describing the data so that everyone understands if I have a name of what, if I have a term, I don't know, due date. What does it mean?
Yes, what does it mean? And who is responsible for? In what domain is this term used, or what domain owns this term, and what are like similar business terms maybe, and where is this business term located in a data data landscape, data world.
So you start with a small POC. This was on which data? Or which business unit?
Yeah.
Who was like the first victim?
It was financial health from Fit Tribe. Fit means financial interaction tribe. And it was an application that you can meet on branch when you go to the branch as our client. So banker will go through this application with you and like help you with some products, with some kind of this advisory.
And the goal of the POC was to show what was the result that you were able to judge and say it was successful or not?
Yeah, I really wanted to save some time. And really bring data closer to people from this financial health. But I didn't want only presentation or methodology, but something very real. So that's why we created this catalog in Excel. And we counted really how many ad hoc we make each month for this particular area, and we cut it to half. So,
okay. So, what you were able to show to your manager was, "Hey, we saved 50% of the report requests." This was the result.
We can say report, but we call it ad hoc analysis. So it could be
ad hoc analysis.
Yeah,
but 50% decline in the requests.
Yeah. So I showed really how to do this. I opened my Excel, and I introduced the area, and we went through some questions, and I very quickly in Tableau, and I'm not tech person. And very quick in Tableau by using drag and drop approach, how to make visualization, and you really don't have to be like tech professional, you know.
Maybe what you just mentioned, that you are not a tech person, is quite important in your whole story, right?
Yes.
So how did it happen that you, as a non-tech person, lead the data governance?
Yeah, it happened by mistake, I would say, because it was like 11 years ago, so it's a long time. But I was responsible for methodology of payments in Spořka. But
maybe just Spoška is just short name for yes. Just for foreign listeners.
Yes, thank you. But I needed some numbers and analysis, and it was really hard for me because I went to like many trainings and I visited some courses, but it was very hard to get data. So I've been in touch with data team, and I don't know how it happened, but they chose me as a part of their team. And but I was better in looking for new use cases, mm-hmm. and potential how to use our data. So very quickly I became a data lead of the team.
But maybe this is the unique and desired combination, that you are able to understand what's behind yes. the data, and on the other hand, you are able to understand the business needs, right? This is like your strong suit.
Yes, I'm somewhere between, and because I can imagine how hard it is for non-tech people to work with data, because I've experienced it. And you know, I like data people, really, because I think it's some special kind of people. So, and it's my hobby, so that's why I'm in data. But it's true that you have to understand these concepts and
okay, frameworks. So you start with the FIT team. It was yeah. successful. You showed the results. What was next? Like, hey, Pavlína, roll it out to the whole Česká spořitelna. What was the next step?
I think it was when Tomáš Metz joined Česká spořitelna, my previous boss, and his mission was to make cloudification of our application. It's one of many prerequisites to have data governance in place. So this was at the beginning.
So yeah. The POC was successful, and what was the next plan? You started to prepare a roadmap, or what was, or choose maybe the proper tools? I don't know how scalable this approach is using the Excel.
We prepared a roadmap and we divided this activity into three phases. Mm-hmm. The first one was preparation. So from the internal team's perspective, I had to hire some new people like data architects and other data specialists. From the business perspective, management chose other two business units. It was protection and it was unsecured financing. And we had to explain what we will do and what data governance is. And we mapped the whole portfolio and set up some goals. And from the data tool, data governance platform perspective, we created a long list of data governance tools like Atacama, Colibra, Atlan, Daviso, and so on. This was the first phase. It took like 6 months.
So, but you were allowed to build your own team?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, awesome. I know.
How large the team was at the beginning and then in the end?
At the beginning, we were three people.
Uh-huh. And at the end?
And at the end, we are 8 people. Yeah, in total. Yeah, 8 people.
Okay, so you started to choose the right data mm-hmm. governance platform.
Yes. So next phase was validation. Mm-hmm. So what we have drafted in the first phase, and I didn't mention that we also drafted data products methodology. So what we have drafted in the first phase, we validated in the second phase. So we built the first data products. We mapped the entire data portfolio, like data solutions in our bank. We made a list on our internal wiki. And we started demo sessions with these data governance tools. Mm-hmm. And at the end of this phase, we chose Colibra, mm-hmm. Which is most suitable data governance platform for Česká spořitelna. So it was the second phase.
What were the first data products? What can we imagine?
Data products about sales, mm-hmm. I can mention, because there were a need to have consolidated data about sales, because this is needed for example, for motivational reporting at branches. So we help to moderate it first discussions, and we help to create logical architecture and to create business terms. Mm-hmm. And so this, the main part were data from this two pilot areas, like, as I mentioned, protection and unsecured financing.
So if I, when I was a salesperson, chief of sales team, how can I get to that data product? There was like some kind of marketplace, or how were I able to get the data or the data product, let's call it data product?
Yeah. We always had, for example, a report catalog, mm-hmm. or some list of data products at Wiki. But in the future, and at the end of this year, you will go to Colibra, mm-hmm. and yes, and you will search for some product, and you will, I hope you will find it. So there will be one central place, and our employees will have to register all metadata into this central place.
We are still talking about like few data products as POC and then the roadmap. What's the, like, not the final goal, because it's probably an ongoing journey for all time long, but how many data products would like Česká spořitelna have, or how much data would they like to democratize and maybe build on some kind of data mesh, if we can call it like that?
I want to say that that we don't implement data mesh, like full data mesh, but to be honest, I'm not a specialist in data mesh, and even I didn't read the book from Jean-Marc, but my architects did. But I think, you know, to have properly described metadata, you don't need to apply data mesh. And that's what we are doing, because it doesn't matter if you have a centralized or decentralized portfolio, mm-hmm. but we really want to make the whole portfolio to be visible and findable and mm-hmm. shareable.
So what you want to say is, we can even have a centralized data, but if the data yes. products are easy to find for the users, that's enough.
There are two approaches, because I don't see any reason why some business domain should care, for example, about data that we have to send to Czech National Bank, you know. Mm-hmm. So it does make sense to have some consolidated, centralized data products. But on the other hand, there are business units that really wants to be like end-to-end. And there it makes sense to train the people and to have to build their own data products and to have independent teams.
Okay, so, and how do you measure? And I know that you measure that, and you had even a lesson in the USA last year about how you measure your success with the data products and democratizing the data. Mm-hmm. So how do you measure how the people effectively use the data products within Česká spořitelna?
The measuring is truly unique, because according to Gartner research, mm-hmm. 90% of all organizations don't measure data governance. And it is one of many reasons why data governance programs fail. So we have several metrics. Mm-hmm. And we started with these metrics before implementation of Colibra, because you need to know, and we want to compare the state before and after. Mm-hmm. So, and I can be more specific. So, for example, we measure NPS of data requests, which I want to see as high as possible. Or we measure time.
You measure mm-hmm. net promoter score
yes.
for data products.
Like yes.
You're like asking the users.
Yes.
Like, how would you judge this product? Or how would you recommend this product to other users? Something
yes.
like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What score do you have now of the NPS?
It depends. But it's pretty high.
Uh-huh.
But it's team from team. It's different, you know. But yeah, it's pretty high. And it's around 30, I would say. It's really pretty high, yeah.
And okay, so we have the NPS. So what are the other metrics? Sorry for jumping in, but I was curious if it's really the NPS.
Yeah. another metric could be time to market.
Mm-hmm.
Because we really need to quickly deliver these data solutions and data products. So it is another, we use Jira for this measuring. Another I can mention is time spent with ad hoc data analysis by data people, data specialists, which I want to see as low as possible, because business people should be able to handle these tasks by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Time to market. What's like the desired speed you would like to see within the delivering the data product?
It depends, but you know, it depends on priority. And but sometimes you need to have your numbers really very quickly for quick decisions, and you don't want to wait. So yeah.
I try to imagine how I can measure that. If it's like bundled by, I don't know, by departments and mm-hmm. data product types, and then you like to measure a trend or the like
yeah,
absolute measured number, or, you know, I try to understand how to measure mm-hmm. time to delivery.
We measure trend.
Time trends, to market, sorry.
yeah. But we want to see trends, and in business teams, it should be less than a month. And in regulatory teams, mm-hmm. It's 3 months.
And then the time spent with ad hoc data request. Do you remember where you started and where you are now?
Mm-hmm. It was really 50%, but it's the same answer. It depends. So in my previous team, it was really 50%,
mm-hmm.
and there are some teams that have like more decentralized data specialists, and then we measure less numbers, like 10%, 5%.
At the beginning, at the opening introduction, I mentioned the Dobro Data conference you are working on. How did you come with this idea, or to this idea, let's do a conference called Dobro Data? What's the purpose?
I've attended many conferences, data conferences. And I missed something that will be focusing more on how to make real impact mm-hmm. instead of more business and higher profit. So this is the reason why Dobro Data. In English, it's something like data with a good intention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in my career, I've met like many incredible leaders and people who run their own businesses and really help to society. So I wanted to show there can be like different topics than only sales and profit.
So and revenue and EBITDA.
Yes. yes.
Okay, so What are your next steps or maybe goals within Česká spořitelna with the data governance never-ending project, I would say?
I really want to finish the implementation from a tech and security perspective. And I want to finalize and polish our framework, our playbook, mm-hmm. and to create a digital academy, like trainings for users, and make the main rollout to the main business units and load metadata, because now we loaded metadata from these pilots. And we added some technical metadata, like from Snowflake and mm-hmm. Tableau and Oracle, but it's still not enough, I would say. So I really want to finish this mission.
So maybe the like hardest or most tough phase is still ahead of you to roll this out to the rest of the organization.
I don't think so. I think it was really tough to secure budget and to find platform. And
so now, like, it will be an easy walk to roll it out.
Yeah,
like,
I think this is easier because everyone knows about data governance, and I explained it like 1,000 times, I would say. So it will not be easy, but it will not be definitely hardest part.
If anyone asks you, hey, Pavlína, what are, from your perspective, the three most important lessons you learned during the Česká spořitelna data governance project? Mm-hmm. What is it?
So you really have to secure support from management. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, middle management mm-hmm. and board members, mm-hmm. because it's long. You need capacity of people. Mm-hmm. So this is, for me, this is really crucial. Another is that you have to properly choose your team, because, yeah, it's long activity. And you don't need only technical people, but you also need creative people who are able to tell stories and to talk about data governance in human language mm-hmm. and be able to explain it and use analogies. Mm-hmm. And so together, like these tech and creative people, I think it's the best combination. Mm-hmm. So it is the second. And the third is that really don't underestimate the length of this activity, because in a bank or in a corporate, it's a really long activity, and I don't believe that anyone could done this in a year.
So, but you've been working on that for 3 years, right, or something like that. On the data
I would
governance
say,
project.
Yeah, I was working on the prototype, on Data Boutique, like half a year, but it was the beginning, mm-hmm. and I didn't have like a team full of architects. It was prototype. I wanted to help my my customers, my internal customers, you know. So now my team, which is implementing Colibra and data products, I think it's like 1.5 years from the beginning mm-hmm. of the activity.
When you were talking about combining the right people into one team, how did you choose creative people for the data project? Where did you find them?
I think you connect what you are. So I think I am creative.
Okay.
So I connect creative people. But I was lucky, I would say, because, yeah.
Yeah, but you are saying that you are lucky, but actually you were able to find and mm-hmm. lead those people, right?
Yes,
so
right.
So why did they follow you?
I think it's because we have some mission, we have some goal, and my ultimate goal is to have data governance as a natural part of mm-hmm. our job. Mm-hmm. Nothing special, nothing extra, but natural part. And really to help people, to help business and data analysts. And this is my mission. And yeah, and these people follow me and they like this mission, so.
And you mentioned as a advice number one, the support from your management team, including the middle and top management. What was for them the reason to agree with the project? Like the results, the real results you were able to show them? This was the thing that convinced them to say, yes, Paulina, go.
Yeah, results. And I think you always want to achieve two things, save money mm-hmm. or to make more profit. Mm-hmm. So, and I believe that with data governance, we really can save money. And because, yeah, as I mentioned, we will reduce time spent with analysis and really democratize data and make them accessible for anyone in Česká spořitelna. And this, like, second reason to make more profit, because when you don't know what do you have, you are not able to monetize it. So I think it has really potential through data governance help with these two reasons. And we have a very mature management, so they realize that this is what we need.
Maybe because of the Česká spořitelna is one of the most successful banks on the Czech market, right?
Yes, right.
This was Pavlína Vajgarová, the data intelligence lead at Česká spořitelna. Pavlína, thank you so much for sharing your insights and for coming with us into our studio.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Follow the Adastra Digital website on LinkedIn, Facebook, and most importantly, subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google. This is Iva Karhanová from Adastra, signing off.